Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Beware of the Bike!
Alfie, you've been up there nearly half an hour. Haven't you found out what's wrong yet?
Yeah, I know very well how long I've been up here. And it's not as easy as you think.
Look, all you've got to do is to find out what's blocking up the gutter.
I know that. It's something down your upspout. Up the downspout. I said I'd need a torch, and all you can say is strike a match. But I keep telling you, every time I strike one, the wind blows it out.
Well, shut your mouth, then it won't blow it out.
You shut up. Look, Mr. Sinclair, I found the trouble. You've got something jammed in your downspout. I think it's a tennis ball.
Give over, that's his Adam's apple.
Jimmy, will you go in the house out of the way?
But I've come to get my bike out. I'm going an errand for my mum.
All right, get the bike, but be quick about it.
I'm going to need something to push this ball down the spout.
Well, hang on, Jimmy's just getting his bike.
I can't push it down with Jimmy's bike.
It's not for you ninny. Jimmy's going down to the shops.
I've got it, Grandad. Hey, watch how I jump on my bike, just like a cowboy jumping on his horse. Holly, hoop! I'm off. I'm back again.
Jimmy, stop riding round like
Shall
that.
Shall I ride no hands?
No, but will you just stop it?
My next trick, 1 foot on the saddle.
Aye, a smashing view of the circus from up here.
And now both feet on the saddle.
Will you get down, you fool?
All right, I'm coming down.
Not you! all right, come down, Alfie.
Now, hold on to the ladder, Mr. Sinclair. I'm coming.
Jimmy, look out.
Help! Get me down. Bring the ladder before the cutter.
Look at Tarzan swinging in the breeze.
I can't hang on much longer.
How are we going to get him down?
Tickle him under the arms.
Shut up, you. Alfie, now listen. Put your feet on my shoulders. Go on. Oh!
You can tell he's a gentleman, Grandad. He's wiping his feet first. On your head.
Quiet, Jimmy. Righto, Alfie. I've got your legs. Let go.
Thank you, Mr. Sinclair. Oh, that was terrible.
Jimmy, come here. You see what happens with your silly tricks.
It wasn't a trick. The handlebars came off.
What?
Oh, it's all right. I'll put them back on. I've got a piece of string.
Let me look at that bike. Oh, what a wreck.
You're right. It's falling to pieces.
Look at it. Rusty forks and the crossbar's broken. That's the last time you ride this bike, my lad.
Oh, but Grandad, I'm going out on Sunday with the Red Devils Cycling Club.
Who's the Red Devils?
Me, Charlie Thompson, and Ozzy.
You're not going anywhere on this bike again. I'm going to give that rick to the Rag and Bone Man.
What? Oh, Mum, Grandad, you can't.
I can, and I will.
Well, I'm going to tell me Mum. She won't let you give me bike away.
You don't need to bother. I'll tell her.
Mum, I want you, Mum.
Matter.
Me
What's
granddad won't let me ride me bike. He's giving it to the Rag and Bone Man.
What for?
He says it's not safe and he's giving it away, and all he'll get for it is a rotten bowl of goldfish.
Oh, yeah, I told you then, Pat.
Yeah, what is all this about? What's about his bike, Father?
It's not a bike. It's a death trap. The thing's fallen to pieces.
So it's your best suit, but you're not giving that away.
Don't you be cheeky. Father, can't it be mended?
No, it can't.
Well, I'm sorry, Jimmy, but I think your granddad's right. The bike will have to go.
Oh, but, Mum.
So, my dear little brother's in trouble again. Well, Alfie's just told me how Jimmy nearly killed him.
Jimmy, is this true?
I never touched him. He just came down the ladder when it wasn't there.
Well, I hope you're going to get rid of that bike, Grandad.
Don't worry. Hi, I'm Susan. I'm taking it down to the Rag and Bone Man this very minute.
Well, that's the best thing that could happen.
You better watch out. There might be room on the cart for you.
No, we don't want any of that. I'm sorry, Jimmy, but you can't ride a bike that's not safe.
He can't ride a bike that is safe. I've seen him doing his silly tricks, standing on the seat.
What?
Well, that was in the park, Mum.
There's a notice that says you're not allowed to ride bicycles in the park at all.
There's a notice that says keep off the grass. But that doesn't stop you and Alfie snogging behind the tennis court.
That's not true.
Oh, yes, it is. I saw you that Sunday with your bag of stale bread, supposed to be feeding the ducks.
Now, don't talk to Susan like that.
Well, she hasn't lost her bike.
Now, look, if you make the effort and save a pound towards the deposit, we could buy you a bicycle.
Oh, good.
For your birthday.
Oh, heck, that's months away.
The way you save, you'll be lucky to get the bike for your 21st birthday.
Oh, it's easy for you to save. Alfie pays for you to go to the pictures and he buys you chuck eyes. All you've got to do is to hold his hand and you've saved five and a tanner.
I saw the rag and bone man going up the street.
Did he give you anything for it?
Give me anything? I asked him for 5 shillings, and he said if I threw in an old pair of boots, he'd give me a balloon. Anyway, it's gone, and good riddance.
Yes. I told Jimmy he might get a new bike on his birthday if he saves up and promises to look after it.
Ah, well, we might manage that.
Oh, heck. Worn out. Here's your groceries, Mum.
Oh, thanks, son. Oh, did he have any cooking apples?
Yeah, a pound. And from the weight of that bag, I think he's put the tree in as well.
No, it's not all that far to the grocer's, Jimmy.
I know, but it's in such a daft place. It's downhill going with an empty bag and uphill coming back with a full one. I mean, you'd never notice it on a bike.
Now, don't start on about the bike again.
Well, Ozzy was on his bike. He'd been for an ice cream cone. He passed me when I was staggering back. He turned round, pedalled through a puddle and splashed me. And then he shouted, "Hey, Jimmy the Camel, if you want to get on the crossbar, it's fourpence."
Well, you'll get your own back when your birthday comes round.
I got my own back when he stopped at the lights. He'll have a cauliflower ear tomorrow.
Jimmy, you didn't fight him.
Oh, no, I hit him behind the ear with a cauliflower.
My cauliflower?
Oh, I got it back, Mum. It's a good job I didn't hit him in the face. With his mouth, he'd have swallowed it.
Jim, that was a dangerous thing to do when a boy's riding a bike.
I told you, he was stopped at the lights. 1 foot on the ground, eating ice cream. Wasn't all funny. The cauliflower knocked his head forward, and there was his ice cream cornet stuck on the end of his big conch. I shouted, "Hey, Ozzy the elephant, give us a tune on your trumpet."
Don't believe a word of it. Hey, you sure you didn't throw the porridge at someone? It's not in the bag.
Oh, no, the grocer hadn't got any, so he sent you some new stuff to try. Carter's Crispies.
We don't want Carter's Crispies. You want porridge to warm you up in the morning.
The man said these are very good, Grandad. Look, it says on the box they've got sugar in them to save money. Hey, what's this?
Let me have that box, Jimmy. I want to put these things in the kitchen.
Oh, just a minute, Mum. I want to read this.
All right, but bring it in to me. I'll put the rest away and start tea.
Hey, Grandad. Now I can get me bike.
What do you mean?
It says here, if you write a slogan about Carter's Crispies, they give you £100.
Let me see. Oh, it's a competition. The winning slogan gets £100.
That's right. I'll get one with drop handlebars and a horn instead of a bell and a repair outfit, and you can borrow it to mend your bagpipes.
Jimmy, you've got to win the money first.
Oh, I know that. It's like we did at school, Road Safety Week. It's easy. We just think of a slogan and we've won £100.
Don't count your chickens before they're hatched.
Oh, no, that's no good. You've got to mention Carter's Crispies.
Look, Jim, thousands of people will be sending slogans in.
Well, look at your raffle at Christmas. They sold thousands of tickets, but you were the one who won the turkey. Remember, you brought it home after closing time and my mum told you off for sitting on the settee for plucking it with her eyebrow tweezers.
Look, that was different. That was the luck of the draw.
Well, think of a slogan and you might be lucky again.
Well, this isn't a question of luck. To win this, you need brains.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll ask my mum to help.
No, that'll do. I could make up a slogan if I wanted to.
Well, go on then, Charlie Cleverkilt.
Hey, Luke, I've got an idea. You should try making up a rhyme, like a nursery rhyme.
Let me think. Wait a minute. I've thought of one. Yeah, listen to this. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard, feeling gay and frisky. And when she got there, she jumped in the air because she's still got some Carter's Crispies left. Got a word too many, haven't I?
You've got about five lines too many. They like simple slogans. The first line would be something like, they're so good, they ring the bell.
So fill your plate and eat like...
Jimmy!
A horse? No.
Come on, your tea's ready.
Ma'am, we're going to win £100. All I want is a slogan. Come on, give us a hand.
Oh, I can't be bothered with a thing like that.
Oh, but you're good at it, ma'am. You write all those things for the church. Like the vicar's jumble sale last week you wrote, ladies, bring 'em by. Don't be shy. Come and try the vicar.
It was come and try. Signed the vicar. Look, I'd be no help. You ask Susan to help you. Go on.
Oh, it's no use asking her. All she can write is soppy letters to Alfie when he goes away to camp.
And how do you know what she writes?
It's easy. When she's finished, I hold the blotting paper up to the mirror. You know what she calls him? Sweetie Pie. He should call her Sourpuss. Christmas.
Jimmy, have you seen your granddad's slippers?
I put them in the Crispies packet. No, Hegel. I put them in the hearth.
Oh, you're not still thinking about that competition, are you? We've heard nothing else for days.
But I've got to think of it soon. The closing date's the last post tomorrow.
Thank goodness for that. Then maybe we'll get a bit of peace.
Well, nobody will help me. They don't want me to have a bike.
There's no need for all this. I told you you'll get a bicycle on your birthday.
I can't wait that long, ma'am.
You know what your granddad's always telling you? If a thing's worth having, it's worth waiting for.
Oh, I suppose that's why he was standing outside the Rose and Crown at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Now, stop making things up.
He was? When I passed him, he pretended to be looking in a shop window.
And how do you know he was pretending? Maybe he was going to buy something for himself.
Well, you laugh when he puts it on. The window was full of ladies' underwear.
He was probably trying to dodge you. He hasn't had a minute's peace all week. None of us have.
Well, I haven't bothered our Susan.
No, because you know she won't help you.
She won't let Alfie help me either. He's there in the front room, helpless, in the grip of the octopus. I bet he could think of a slogan if she'd get off his knee for 5 minutes.
Now, don't you go and disturb them. They want to be left on their own.
What for? The telly's in here.
They just want to talk.
Talk? I've had me ear to that wall for 10 minutes and they haven't even said hello yet.
Oh, look, we don't want any more trouble from you. Just leave them alone and think of your slogan on your own.
Right, Mum. I'll go and ask what time Alfie's going. Oh, well, they haven't shut the door. He's ready for a quick getaway.
I had a lovely time, Alfie. It was nice of your parents to invite me to tea.
About time, too. He's had enough free meals at our house.
I'd be right glad to see you, Susan. But they kept saying how nice and charming you are.
They must be as daft as Dickie Dotty.
I can't think why they should say that.
Because it's true. Oh, they did. Yeah, they said they can't think what you see in me. And neither can I.
Sometimes I can't think what you see in me, Alfie.
Oh, don't say that, Susan. I've been very, very lucky. I can't think however I got you.
Well, can one of you think of a slogan for Carter's Crispies?
What do you want?
want, listening at the door again?
I want Alfie to help me with my slogan.
What slogan, Jimmy?
Oh, never mind him, Alfie. Clear off, nuisance.
Oh, nobody'll help me.
Well, perhaps I'd better hear what he wants, Susan.
I can tell you what he wants. £100 to buy a bike.
Well, I haven't got that much on me. You what?
Oh, I don't want your money. For once, I just want you to think of a slogan for Carter's Crispies.
What kind of slogan?
Well, you just say how smashing they are. Look, I've got the first line. I'll start you off. With Carter's Crispies on your plate...
I thought you were supposed to be in bed at 8.
What? With Carter's Crispies on your plate, I thought you were supposed to be in bed at 8. Well, it rhymes, I suppose, yeah.
Now, look here, Cheeky.
Now, just a minute, Susan. Jimmy, say your first line again.
With Carter's Crispies on your plate...
Life's worth living, ain't it, mate?
Yes. Well, I can think how you two got each other.
Come on, let's try again.
Oh, no, don't bother. I'll think about it in bed.
Oh, you're not going, are you? What a pity.
Yes, I'm going. You can get on with the wrestling match. Second round, clang. There they go into the bear hug. The octopus has got Daft Alfie pinned down on the record player. Boom! He's got the dead needle.
Oh, get out!
What's the matter?
It's me, Grandad.
Jimmy, what is it? What time is it?
2 o'clock and all's well. I've got it.
You've got what?
Listen. With Carter's Crispies in your gob.
What? You haven't waken me up at 2 in the morning to recite slogans, have you?
Well, I just thought of it and I wanted to ask you.
Oh, all right. There'll be no sleep till you get it off your chest. Go on, with Carter's Crispies in your gob. What comes after that?
That's what I wanted to ask you.
You mean you've woken me up to write slogans?
Well, I've got the first line for you.
Get out of this room. Go back to your own bed and don't make a sound. Oh, how dare you wake people up when they're sleeping?
Well, you woke me up when you came in tonight.
I'd never went near your room.
You didn't have to, you and your old sailor songs. 1 minute you were singing, fire, fire, fire down below, and the next you fell over the coal scuttle.
Get out. Jimmy gone out already?
Yes, he's gone round to see Miss Trotter, the schoolteacher.
Oh, the one he calls Tick-Tock Tilly. But it's Saturday morning.
Oh, he's gone for me. Oh, it's nothing to do with the school. You see, Miss Trotter's joining the Women's Guild, and I asked Jimmy to take an application form round to her.
I bet he didn't like that.
Well, surprisingly enough, he seemed to be very willing.
I don't understand that. Jimmy being pleased to see one of his teachers. He must be up for something, Pat.
Sit down, James. You're rather an early bird, aren't you?
Yeah, well, you're my last worm, a hope.
Beg your pardon?
Nothing. Are you still having your breakfast?
Well, I've almost finished. Would you like a cup of tea?
Yes, please, Miss Trotter.
There you are. How many do you want in?
3 crispies. 3 lumps.
You seem to be thinking of something else.
Yes, Carter's Crispies.
Oh, I'm afraid I haven't got any. Would you like a slice of toast?
I'd rather have a slice of luck.
I'm sorry, James, I don't follow you.
It's competition. If I can get a slogan for Carter's Crispies, I'll win £100 and buy a bike.
Oh, yes, I remember my grocer was telling me about this yesterday when I went for my egg.
Well, you know what it's all about, then?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. Well, we can get together then. I mean, with your brains and my ballpoint pen, we're sure to win.
Yeah, I see. I'm to devise a slogan for you to win £100.
Oh, no, I just want you to give me a shove off. I mean, I've thought of a few ideas of myself already.
Oh, very well. Oh, it could be quite jolly, I suppose. What kind of things are they?
Well, on the packet it says, the cereal that turns breakfast into a banquet.
What do they taste like?
Horrible. You know them that go snap, crackle and pop? Well, these blow your cap off. Or in your case, your bun.
Oh, very whimsical. You mean they make a noise?
Yeah, that's what gave me one of my ideas. My granddad doesn't like it. What do you think? Carter's Krispies, yum, 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 go whiz, bang, wallop in your tum, tum, tum.
I say, what a revolting thought.
Don't you like it?
Well, it hardly recommends the product, to put it mildly. I say, why don't you try a limerick?
You mean, write it in Irish?
You are incorrigible out of the mouths of babes. No. No, I mean a particular kind of rhyme. A favourite of mine is this. There was a young lady of Hyde who ate a green apple and died. The apple fermented inside the lamented and made cider inside her inside.
Oh, I say, what a revolting thought.
Jolly good.
Quite in the own petard of Renish, my Oliver Touche and all that one.
You what?
Forgive me, I sometimes get carried away.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I'd better get this form filled in. Someone's calling for me in a few minutes.
Yes, and I have got an idea where they'll be taking you.
I'll be with you in a moment, James. We'll have another crack of the limerick. Well, there we are, James. All filled in, ship-shape and Bristol fashion.
You what? Oh, don't bother. Listen, I've thought of one of them liquors of the moment.
Limericks.
Oh, yeah, one of them. Listen, there was a young dancer from Wigan who ate Carter's Krispies while jigging. Through acting the goat, one stuck in his throat and his pal said, by gum, that's a big un.
Sorry, I haven't been round for a bit.
Yes, we've missed you, Alfie.
Oh, we've cried every night, haven't we, Jim?
Yes, Alfie. If you hadn't come tonight, Susan was going to sell the sofa.
Very funny. I was just thinking.
Oh, listen to him, Grandad, showing off.
That'll do. Take no notice, Alfie. He's in a mood because he didn't win anything in the competition.
Yeah, well, that's what I've come round about. I sent an entry in myself.
Oh, no, don't tell me you won the £100 with your brains.
No, but I won one of the prizes, and you'll all be pleased when I tell you what it is.
You've won a sheep farm in Australia.
Yes, I've won... Oh. I've won a bike.
What? Of all the rotten, twisted...
Well, it's no use to me, it's a kid's bike.
Low down... Alfie, my best friend.
So, you see, I thought it'd do for Jimmy.
Oh, Alfie. Oh, thanks.
Yeah, but you've got to look after it.
Oh, I will, Alfie, me old friend.
And pay me for it.
You mingy old...
A shilling a week.
Good old Alfie.
Alfie, that's very generous of you.
Aye, thank you very much, Alfie.
I'm only charging him the shilling a week to make sure he looks after it.
Oh, don't worry, old pal. I'll polish it every day, my friend. And when I see the Red Devils on Sunday, they'll make you an honorary member.
An honorary member.
Yeah, we'll make you that as well. And I'll let everybody know you gave me the bike. I'll hang a card on me saddlebag saying, presented by Alfred Hall, the cleverest devil of them all.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Daphne Oxenford as Miss Trotter. The recorded programme, the last in the present series, was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, I never thought Alfie would win me a bike, but I've got it. And as Alfie said, a bike in the hand is worth two rides on the bus. He's been coming out with jokes like that all day. And the trouble is, I have to keep laughing at him. Still, it's only fair. Alfie did make it all end happily. Ta-ra!